هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Interpreters have an important role in society to facilitate communication between two or more people who use different languages. And in order to become a professional interpreter or translator, the National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, also known as NATI, plays a role in that. To find out more about NATI and its role, we will be speaking to the Chief Executive Officer, Mark Painting. Mr. Painting, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much, May. Lovely to talk to you.
I guess my first question would be if you could give us some information about NATI and what role it plays for interpreters and translators, please.
Yes, certainly. So NATI is basically the national certifying authority for people who want to work as a professional translator, interpreter in Australia. We test and certify practitioners to work in the profession. We're the only organisation in Australia to do so. We're a not-for-profit company. We're owned collectively by all of the governments in Australia, and each of those governments have language policies in their jurisdictions that make a requirement to have a NATI certification to work in those jurisdictions.
So how does one apply if an interpreter or translator wants to apply?
So on the NATI website, we have access to a MyNATI portal. So the application process is all online, and people have to register for the first time and they can apply. Before they do so, they should read all of the information about the requirements, which is also on our website, to find out what the training and prerequisite requirements are.
Most importantly, is there a fee to join?
Yes, there is. Depending on the type of certification or the type of credential being sought, the fee varies. Tests are more expensive. In languages like the Kurdish languages, the credential sought is a recognised practising interpreter, and the fee for that is $140 plus GST, which is $154.
Now, what are the conditions for interpreters and translators to be registered with NATI? What do they have to do?
Depending on the language, whether we have a certification test available or it's done by assessment as in the case with the Kurdish languages. So the initial requirements before people should apply are to make sure they have good language proficiency, both English and, of course, a language other than English. There's some minimum training requirements to demonstrate a level of competence, intercultural competence and ethical competence, and some experience. And so with that information, people can apply, they can access the training, meet those requirements, make them eligible to apply.
And Mr. Painting, are there any examiners for the Kurdish language?
So as yet, we don't have certification testing in these languages. Therefore, we don't have examiners or established examiner panel. The certification that's available in these languages is recognised practising interpreter, and that is done by an assessment by NATI staff at this stage. Mm-hmm. If in future we have greater demand and can upgrade that to a certification testing, we'll then seek to establish an examiner panel.
Staying on the Kurdish interpreters-translators subject, in order to become an interpreter, does one have to be registered with NATI?
Now, it's not an absolute legal requirement to do so, but we would strongly recommend it. Generally, the government-related work, it is a requirement because each jurisdiction have policies that specify working in that jurisdiction requires NATI certification. But it is important for consumers to be aware there are some, they get a great more confidence by engaging an interpreter who is certified by NATI because they can know for sure that the interpreter has minimum training requirements, has been independently assessed, they're bound by a code of professional ethics, they can know that they're current in their practice, and they can also take comfort from the fact that interpreters are required to engage in continuing professional development.
So with NATI, if Kurdish interpreters apply and they are accepted, they go through any training or do they have any guidelines to go by it? Or what do they do?
Yeah. So firstly, there is an entry-level training requirement that is available from a number of registered training organisations, including some online, and that is a requirement to complete that training before they can apply.
there are many interpreters, I'm talking about Kurdish, that are not with NATI. Now, how does that organisation know their level of English or their level of Kurdish?
So their language proficiency is assessed as part of the process to become an interpreter first, with NATI, of course. So if someone is engaging an interpreter who is not NATI certified, well, obviously they don't know how to make that assessment. So one of the things about NATI certification is those requirements are determined before someone can be issued certified. So again, consumers or people who rely on the services of an interpreter or translator can feel much more confidence if that individual is certified by NATI.
I know you've a while ago you mentioned that there are a number of Kurdish interpreters or translators registered with NATI, and just give us more information about that.
Certainly. So there are currently 37 interpreters with or NATI certified interpreters in various Kurdish languages. Those 37 individuals, most of them have more than one credential, so a total of 63 credentials, 37 individuals.
Mark, could you please tell us what's the difference between the certified and the credential interpreters?
Credential is a more generic term, but of course in NATI we talk about certification, so they're all certified, so no real difference. But certification, the credentials is anything we issue, and we issue certification. So no practical difference.
Okay. Mark Painting, NATI Chief Executive Officer, thank you for your time and thank you for being on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.